It wasn't long before the three of us were at the Koreans' SUVs. There were floodlights outside the closest door, giving plenty of light, even in the nighttime fog. I took the bullhorn from Jordan, and she helped Freely hold the package. "Ready?" I asked. They both said they were, and I pressed the trigger on the megaphone for a quick test. When it worked, I pointed it up to the building.
"In the warehouse," I called. "This is Pat Ruger. I've come for the kid."
No answer. I waited for a minute and repeated my call out. Still nothing. After a few minutes of silence, Freely asked for the megaphone and I handed it to her. She shouted something in Korean, and in a couple of moments, three Asian men appeared at the door. Jake was then pushed out in front of them, but one of the men clutched him slightly. He shouted something back.
"He says Jake doesn't want to go."
"Can anyone speak English?"
I yelled at them.
"Some,"
came the response.
"Tell them on the speaker that we're coming closer. No weapons."
"I'm not going empty-handed," Jordan said.
"Just hold your gun behind you. Hopefully you won't need it." She did that, and I did the same. Freely used the megaphone again, and I assumed they understood because she set the device down. We all began walking toward them until we were about 50 feet away.
"We have a trade for you," I yelled over. "I told you, the boy isn't going back to you."
Jake started to say something, but what appeared to be a gun pressing in his side made sure he didn't speak up.
"Oh, I think you'll send him over, whether he wants to or not."
I was counting on it.
"What you mean?"
"You are in the market for art. I have the art you want."
"We might be looking. We're art dealers."
"If you say so," I said under my breath. Back to the guy, I asked.
"Who's in charge over there? What's your name?"
"Just call me Hank. What you got?"
"A painting I heard you were looking for. The Tuscan farmhouse was stolen a while back, before you could steal it."
"We don't steal paintings. We buy them."
"Well, the price for this one is my boy there. A $17 million painting for a kid you don't really want. Fair trade, I'd say."
The three men spoke amongst themselves for quite a few minutes while we waited.
"It sounds like they're arguing over credit for the find,"
Freely confided.
"They disagree over whether to call for reinforcements. Now someone is saying they can just take the painting and keep the boy."
"What do you say?"
I interrupted their discussion.
"I say we just take the painting. What you say?"
Freely pulled out her knife, the blade still stained red.
"You won't take the painting, I can say that."
She pulled back the paper, revealing it to them. She placed the blade near the canvas and added,
"The painting you will get will be in pieces, worth only 10% of that $17 million, if you can get someone to put it back together."
Hank said something in Korean, sounding concerned, and Freely said something back. They went back and forth a couple more times, and Freely said,
"I think they're going to go for the deal. They don't want to lose the painting."
"How would that work?" "I'll take it over," Jordan said. "Have them send Jake over with someone and I'll meet them halfway with it. I'll give it to them as they hand over Jake."
"How we know it's real?"
Hank yelled.
"It's a fake?"
"No,"
I replied. I stepped to the paper and peeled it back to show the holograms.
"See? Four seals of authenticity. Four proofs that it's real."
Freely began to tell them something in Korean, but Jake interrupted, shouting,
"Wait! I want me to come! She wants to come with me!"
The Korean's strong arm hit Jake in the side and he doubled over. Hank yelled,
"She not part of the deal, no way."
I looked at Freely and she shook her head.
"Jake," I barked back, "I don't think that's possible. She'll have to stay put."
"No,"
he shouted, angrily standing back up.
"You helped Lola and Anna get off the street, and that's what I need to do here. Me doesn't deserve what they make her do. I can't leave her behind."
He had me there. Both the girls were streetwalkers before Lola sought me out to locate her sister. I couldn't let her stay a hooker once I got to know her, and Jake didn't want to do that either. To Freely, I asked, "What can we do? Can you negotiate that? We still have the painting and they want it."
"Let's see."
She called over in Korean and they turned, letting a young woman come to the front. Freely seemed to talk to her directly, and the woman nodded a couple of times. Then the agent said something else, and the men spoke amongst themselves.
"It's either yes or no. We'll find out in a minute."
After a couple of minutes of discussion, the lead Korean yelled something over, and Freely smiled.
"They must really want the painting bad. They said okay."
"Let them know how the swap should work," Jordan said.
"If painting a fake, we kill you all,"
Hank told us, and everything seemed to be set.
"Not a fake. Real," I yelled.
Jordan took the paper package in both arms and stood in front of us, waiting. They put Jake and me in front of them, and the strong arm joined them. As the three of them took their first step, a shot rang out and everyone ducked.